Another question I have is, you described, you know, what happened in terms of how this patient was worked up and managed, particularly diagnostically. I'm kind of curious what your take is as you see patients coming in who've been managed elsewhere for second opinions, whether there are any, let's say, myths, misperceptions, or things that people are doing out there, whether it's in the community or not, surgeons, radoncs, that maybe are different from what you do.
Well, I think there's a tendency to err on the side of molecular testing, even though we haven't proven in resectable or locally advanced disease that the institution of any of the TKIs really makes a difference in terms of survival. I consider it a research question. I certainly wouldn't fault someone for testing. It's good to know those answers in case the patient relapses, and then you know what to do at that point. I still see this tendency, two problems. Number one, to assume that if a node's present, it's positive. We've seen plenty of patients where there appears to be a fairly juicy node on CAT scan, even positive node on PET. We biopsy it and it's completely negative. It's infiltrated with lymphocytes. You should not deny the patient an opportunity for resection, for curative resection, simply on the basis of a CAT scan or PET. The pathologic workup is absolutely essential. And then the second issue that comes up, patient has locally advanced disease, they start chemoradiation, and a multidisciplinary conference convenes and they decide, well, let's see what happens at 45 gray. Have they responded sufficiently? Maybe we can consider surgery. That decision needs to be made up front. If it's going to be trimodality, you should know that a priori before you initiate the combined modality approach and not make that decision midway through the treatment. If you interrupt chemoradiation for any amount of time, a week, 2 weeks, you are reducing that patient's survival chances.